Have you ever looked at your radio station website analytics and noticed that the pages that are getting the most traffic aren't the ones that you expected? Sometimes the pages that win online are the ones that simply help people the most. One of the interesting things about working with radio station websites over the years is you start to see patterns in data. And sometimes those patterns are, well, a little bit surprising. Most stations assume that their homepage is going to be the most important page on their website. And yes, it's the homepage is absolutely important. It does matter. It's the front door to everything else. But in many cases, the pages that are quietly becoming the biggest traffic drivers are not the homepage. They're what I like to call utility pages. And these are pages that people return to over and over again because they provide real value to them as a community. And one of the biggest, best examples of this over the years, now stay with me on this. I'm not just advocating this just because, I'm just saying that it's just become one of the biggest traffic pages across every website that I have seen who does this. Obituary. I know. It doesn't sound exciting from a programming standpoint, but from a website standpoint, obituary pages often become one of the most visited sections of every website that actually offers them. I know. I think the exact same thoughts, everything that you are thinking about, we're not going to do that. And absolutely. I'm right there with you. I'm not just advocating that every radio station put this on their website, but I'm saying if you offer local news, local events, it may be something to consider because those pages get more traffic than anything else on the station website. And because people check them regularly. Families share them on social media, so they're being shared across social media and via email and stuff like that. Friends and relatives, they pass that information along. More people are coming to each one of those pages. Before long, obituaries becomes that daily habit that we've been talking about for a lot of people in your community, and that is the key to a successful website. Like I've mentioned before, it's habit. People build a routine about visiting your station website. Your website just doesn't become something that they listen to and, you know, they go to hear your station online. Your radio station is just something that they listen to in the car. No, your radio station now becomes a destination that people go to whenever they want certain kinds of information. And obituaries, that's just one example that I'm pulling out here just because I know that it's at the highest. Community event calendars can do the same thing. Someone's getting ready to plan their weekend. They want to check out the events page to see what kind of events are happening in town. After all, you're talking about what's happening on air in your community. So obviously it's going to be on your website as well, right? At least that's the mindset of the average listener. But local job boards, that's another one. If someone's looking for work, they can visit a page repeatedly. You know, if they're searching for job opportunities, high school sports coverage that can pull in families, students, alumni who are looking for schedules, scores, and photos and things like that. And then there are the pages that may see huge amounts of traffic every single day, but only at certain times of the year and only at the right time. Storm resource pages are a great example of this. Stations in areas that deal with hurricanes and tornadoes, just severe weather, snowstorms and stuff like that. If they have a page that has shelter locations, emergency numbers and safety resources. Now this page, it's probably not going to get a lot of traffic throughout the entire year, but those certain times of the year when it's important, then they're going to see major spikes. And so when storms move in into that area, traffic can very much explode on these types of pages. But think about it. In these moments, your station website becomes more than just a promotional tool to get people to listen to your station. It now becomes a community resource of valuable information. Another interesting thing about these types of pages is that that they often create natural sponsorship opportunities. I mean, think about it. A funeral home sponsoring obituary section, that makes a lot of sense. A local bank sponsoring a job board, that makes sense. Hospital sponsoring health and emergency resource pages. Tornado shelters and stuff like that. Those are the kinds of partnerships. They feel connected because they're already in that space. And so those types of clients on those pages just make sense. And they're kinds of clients that can remain there for the entire year. Sure, you know, on your tornado shelter on the storm resource page may not get a lot of traffic throughout the year, but they may get that entire year's worth of traffic in that just couple of months during, you know, tornado season or hurricane season or whatever. Now, I know that, you know, some stations might be thinking right now, all of this sounds awesome, but who has time to maintain all this content? And that is a fair question. But the truth is that many of these pages, they don't require constant updates once they're established. Sure, obituaries may need to be updated a few times per week, or a community calendar that can grow eventually. You can have people submit their own events onto this page, and then they share those events out with their social media followers and stuff like that. So you can have a lot of this as user-generated content, like events and stuff like that. Storm resource pages that we talked about, they only require occasional updates throughout the year, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe only yearly. So the biggest issue for many stations isn't time, it's that they really haven't developed a real content strategy for their website. Yet, without a plan, a station often just becomes that, place off to the side. This is something separate. As long as they have a listen live button, we're good. And let's occasionally put some promotions and, things that the stations are doing on there and that sort of thing. However, when stations really start thinking about their website as a place that serves the community every day, that entire mindset changes, because the pages that help people are actually going to be the pages that give them the most. And those return visits, once they built that habit, those visits add up. So, and that means more revenue, that means better SEO, everything like that. So if you think about adding these pages to your arsenal, I think you're going to see an awesome rest of the year and for years to come, all right? So hopefully this information has been helpful. We so much appreciate you listening each and every week. And if you've found this content helpful, be sure to, of course, like, subscribe, and share it out with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate that. And hey, if your station needs help building a website that truly serves the community, that's what we do every single day at skyrocketradio.com. Reach out to us there. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.